Hello, one and all. It's the podcast. It's that time again. It's me, Paul Wilkinson, here from Mastering Portrait Photography. It's a beautiful afternoon. The sun is just dipping down. The light is streaming through the window. Someone is mowing their lawn. And oh my goodness, there's a lot going on. So pay attention. So how are you all? Are you well? I hope you're having a good week. I hope things have been cheerful and the weather's been good to you. Since we last spoke, which I think is just over a week ago, we have done 10 portrait shoots, 5 reveals, 3 weddings, 1 mastering portrait photography shoot, which is distinct and on its own, although we actually created 2 different videos from it, or will have done. Oh, and a night out seeing Michael McIntyre, which was a gift that was unexpected. A friend of ours had bought tickets to go see him unscripted, and when he couldn't make it because, and that's right, he went off on holiday, he let us have the tickets. Brilliant night. Brilliant. If you get a chance to see pretty much any of the comedians, to be honest, when they do these unscripted nights, well worth it. So a fantastic evening in Oxford. Took the family out, went to Sushi and Sticks, had the most amazing sushi, a nice glass of wine, and then sat and killed ourselves laughing at Michael McIntyre. Brilliant evening. Oh, and there's one other shoot as well, which was we took someone who's been putting together a modelling portfolio and actress portfolio with us into Oxford, and just created the most beautiful pictures. Had the day of my life. I love it when a plan comes together and the pictures that are coming off the back of the camera are just lovely. It's not always like that, and you know it's not always like that. You have days when it's great and you have days when it's just a little bit harder. It's like running through treacle some days. You still get the pictures, but you really have had to work for it. Well, this wasn't that. This was exactly the opposite of that. This was just a camera, a lot of laughter. We stopped for a pint. Or I had a pint anyway, nobody else did. I felt a bit guilty, to be honest. But I was going to have my pint, stopped at the head of the river and had a nice pint of beer. Perfect shoot, perfect day. And I cannot wait to share those pictures with you. So on the news front, we have finally announced that in conjunction with our great mates over at Graphy Studio, myself and David Stanbury, an absolute genius of a wedding photographer, are going to be running a 1-week workshop. That's a 1-week workshop in Italy, near Venice, in Graphy Studios Castle. This workshop is going to be dedicated to nothing more than this great art of social photography, by which I mean portraiture and weddings, because there's a huge overlap between these two halves of the business. And most of us who work in portraiture do some weddings, and those of us who work in weddings do some portraiture. And so we thought it would be an absolute ball for a week to talk about the things that are common between those two halves of the business, the things that are different. We're going to spend some time looking specifically at portraiture. We're going to spend some time looking specifically at weddings. We're going to do some portfolio reviews. We're going to do some image critiques. We're going to look at the business sides of it, the sales processes, because, of course, it's slightly different. The sales process for a wedding is slightly elongated compared to that of a portrait shoot. There's commonality, but there's also things that you can specialize in. And we're just going to have a whole week of looking at that, looking at the different aspects of it, looking at the photography of it, ways in which you can get the most out of your shoots. Some of that later in this podcast, how you can manage weddings, how you can manage the nerves, you name it, we're going to cover it. The week is going to be from the 25th to the 29th of March. Get that in your diary. There's an early booking discount. That price is £795. For the early birds. It's going to include, I think there's going to be a couple of meals. There's going to be a welcoming meal and a final big party at the end, something like that. It includes all of the workshops. We're going to have models there. There's going to be seminars running all day between the two of us, whether we dedicate one day to each or whether we mix it up a bit. We're not quite certain at this stage. We're going to do portfolio or image critiques. We're going to be available and on hand to look at anything you wish to discuss, whether it's your branding, your price lists, the way you position yourselves in the market, your websites, you name it. Myself and Dave Stanbury will look at that for you. It's going to be a magical week. Myself and Dave are old friends. We've worked together in the industry for many years. We know what's going on in it. We've apparently, somebody told us, we've got the combined years, about 50 years of experience between the two of us. Well, I'm hoping it's 40 years of his and 10 years of mine. He's obviously a lot older than me. He'll kill me. He isn't. But it's going to be an awful lot of fun. So get your booking in for that one. £795 for the early booking fee. So if you're interested in that, and I hope one or two of you are, the email address, given this is my podcast, then you can email studio@paulwilkinsonphotography.co.uk. That is studio@paulwilkinsonphotography.co.uk. The adverts for that are currently on Facebook. If you go onto either mine or David Stanbury's or Graphy Studios feeds, you'll find the information on there, or the advertising banner on there. So that's going to be next year, 25th, 29th of March, The Two Fellows, Social Photography in all its glory in Graphy Studios Castle in the mountains up above Venice. Just nothing better. What a great way to start the year. You can just sort out one of those weeks in that grubby month, you know, that time between March and April when it's a bit showery, it's not that great. Photography hasn't really kicked off for the season yet. Come on, come over with us and have an absolute ball. Another thing we're doing, or I'm doing, is I am going to be up at the Master Photographers Association Awards dinner, which is Sunday, the 7th of October. I'm going to be doing a couple of seminars. I'm going to be doing a live chat with James Musselwhite, which is always good fun. We'll be honest and brutal. Feel free to ask us anything you like. I'm also going to be doing a seminar on fast and furious photoshopping for the fanatical photographer. And yes, I did just sit down and figure out how many words I could get that had the same beginning sound as Photoshop that didn't involve the obvious. So I'll be on between 3 and 4 on that Sunday, and then it's the awards on the Sunday evening, and then on the Monday, yet more seminars with some really quite fantastic photographers, many of whom I am really hoping to be able to interview for the podcast while I'm up there. Ticket prices are as follows. For the Sunday, it's £39 plus VAT, and you get to see a whole day of various seminars, including myself. That's £39 plus VAT, so that's £40 to learn a whole load of stuff. That's a bargain. The Monday is £70, so £69 plus VAT. An incredible day on there too. Head across to the Master Photographers Association to learn all of the details of what's on. If you want to go to both of those days, as well as the dinner on the Sunday evening, and why wouldn't you? Because you get to sit, drink, eat, be merry, have a fantastic evening while looking at some incredible photography. That is £149 plus VAT. Again, head over to the Master Photographers Association for the details, and hopefully we will see you there. The location is right in the middle of the country. It's going to be at Jury's Inn, Hinckley Island, just near to Leicester. So it really is relatively accessible to everybody. Sunday the 7th, Monday the 8th of October. I'll be there on Sunday the 7th doing a couple of seminars. See you there. Right, so now we're going to talk a little bit about creativity and what creativity really is. I had this lovely note from a client and it got me to thinking. So here's the note. I've changed the names, but this is the note. John is always really skeptical about photo shoots. He doesn't really enjoy having his photo taken and couldn't figure out why I wanted to come all the way back to Bucks to specifically have you and the infamous, quote, black background, quote. I could tell throughout the shoot that he was really enjoying it. We spoke about the shoot afterwards and he said he just felt really relaxed. And other than the two specific shots that I had asked for, he thought the photos didn't feel staged and liked your style of, yes, I think we will try this shot here. Spontaneousness. I don't know if spontaneousness is a word, but anyway, that's what the nice lady has written, rather than a set plan. She goes on to say quite a lot else, but the final summing up is, it goes without saying that I loved every second of the afternoon, and it was just the experience I knew it would be, and so much more. So I read this note, and I'm not reading that out to blow my own trumpet, though of course when somebody writes you something like that, it's always lovely. What drew my eye to the note that came in was about this idea that it, and I quote, the photos didn't feel staged and liked your style of, yes, I think we will try this shot here. It's the spontaneity of it, it's the creativity of it. And I've done quite a few shoots this week, and essentially every bit of feedback we've had is more or less the same. They love the fact that we don't really have a set plan. We're not going to do the same old pictures. Each image we create is created for them based on the way they look, based on the way the light is, based on what they're wearing, based on the way people are feeling. You know, if somebody's not got confidence, if they're feeling nervous in front of the camera, there's no point making them the focus of everything and trying to do a big hero shot at that stage. You've got to work it. You've got to massage it. You've got to find a story and a narrative. Some of our shoots, we start with tea. Sometimes we break and have a cuppa. Sometimes it's full on 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 3 hours occasionally if I'm really enjoying it and the client's really enjoying it. We just having a ball creating images. And it occurred to me that I've met so many photographers over the years that struggle with this idea of not being entirely certain what they're going to create when they go in. Now, that's not the same thing as me saying I'm clueless. I'm not clueless. There are images that I know will work and they're my safety shots. They're the images I will plant that act as a foundation for the shoot. They're very often the first shot I'll take. I'll put someone where I know the light is great. I know they're going to look fantastic. It's rarely a studio shot. It's almost always an outdoor shot because I find people are more relaxed outdoors. But what I'm looking for is that one shot for each of the people in that client group where I just know that's it. I've got that shot and it's going to be beautiful. Right, let's move on. Okay, so now let's weave our way around the garden or the location I'm at. Oh, look at that patch of light. Let's try that. Or because they've all turned up in white, we're going to be really high key. They're going to be really flowy, airy pictures. Or because they've all turned up in dark clothing, maybe they're going to be moody. Maybe it's going to be a little bit more homogenous. Maybe the colors all weld together, or maybe there's variety and it's more rainbow-like. And all of the time, I'm reacting to everything that's going on around me. Now, creativity is an obscure beast. Essentially, creativity is this idea that you can come up with something in your head and then make something of it that's new and exciting for either you or for that client or for the industry as a whole. But all the time you're pushing ideas, you're trying things out, you're experimenting. And I think that's the problem. I think people think that on a shoot, you can't experiment. And it could not be further from the truth. It's really, really, really important that during an actual client shoot, you're experimenting all the time. I'm not saying you throw away the safety shots, the shots that are going to ground the shoot for you. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is have the courage and the conviction and the energy to try things throughout the shoot. It works really, really well. I mean, I will say things like, oh my goodness, look at the light. We've got to try something here. Let's do this. I don't know if it'll work, but if it does, it'll be incredible. And if it does work, amazing. If it doesn't work, oh, well, I was wrong on that one. Let's try something else. And if you're positive, if you're energetic, if you're confident, and you have conviction in what you're doing, it's a really straightforward thing to do. Now, years ago, I remember being in a seminar and somebody presented their way of doing it. And what they said was they do all of the normal shots through the shoot. And then at the very end, they do one shot that's going to be a bit different. Now, you can do that, but I'd much rather throughout the shoot be chasing down ideas and thinking, oh, this would be amazing. And yes, all right, if you're going to do something way out there, like you're going to soak someone with a hose pipe, do make that the last shot of the day because it's too late, you can't go back. But I don't do that. I actually work all through the shoot. I'll do some safe shots, I'll do some beautiful shots, I might try something, I'll move people around. And I do this with weddings as well. It's just exciting and exhilarating to be able to do it. And if you approach the client in the right way, and say to them, I don't know if this is going to work, but let's try it. And if it doesn't work, just grin and say, well, chalk that one up to experience. But don't ditch that idea. Keep the idea. Keep all of your ideas. I mean, I spend so much time looking at photographs. I love them. And I'm burying ideas away, not deliberately. I'm not making notes. I occasionally save stuff down on Instagram or on Pinterest if I happen to be seeing something. I think, do you know what, I might come back to that. But I rarely get a chance to go back to those images. What I do, though, in the very act of saving it seems to help me bury that away in my subconscious. And then another day, another place, another client, this idea just pops into my head and it'll be a combination of things. It'll be the way that client looks, the way their hair falls, the way the light is striking them, the outfit they've worn, the location I'm in, and then 25 different pictures I've seen at some point, or maybe even images I've created. And you, in your head, you weld all of this together, you merge it, and you get excited about it, genuinely excited about the idea you're going to create something beautiful. And then the only trick is just don't look crestfallen if it doesn't work. It might not have worked because that client's skin was the wrong skin, or the light just wasn't quite the right texture in the light, or the right color temperature, or you know, just something about it was off. Don't get disheartened. All you've done is prove that on that day, that particular day, that wasn't the shot. All right, store it away. Think about it for tomorrow. Think about it for the day after. It's great when clients bring outfits. I had this wonderful client yesterday afternoon. It's my last client of the day. And they brought two full sets of outfits. One clearly geared for a really beautiful sunny evening out in the garden. They had flowy dresses, light coloured t-shirts and blue jeans. And then we went into the studio and they all switched into essentially monochrome. They had grey, black and white outfits. And sometimes it can be cliche, but this looked fantastic. The guys are all quite funky. They're all really tall. And it was just, oh my goodness, it's great because I can now do these different ideas. One of the girls or the daughter of this family had these big round glasses, prescription glasses, and she looked fantastic in them. But she didn't wear them for half the shoot. And I couldn't for the life of me work out why. So I said, are those prescription glasses? Yes. Well, bring them out then. Let's wear them. And got these beautiful shots. Each member of the family has a lovely hero shot, a safe shot. They're lovely groups. I've tried different lighting patterns. Some of it didn't work. There's some dappled light images there that are proper risky. I have no idea as of even, I have even now, I don't know if they've worked because I haven't put them into Lightroom yet. I haven't had a chance today. I'm fairly certain they're not that great, but if they are, they're going to be monumental. If they're not, well, I know what the problem was. The sun needs to be just that little bit lower. I need fewer leaves in the trees. And of course, what's happening? We're going into autumn and I'm going to have exactly that lighting pattern to play with. I could see the lighting was there. I could see what the shape of the shot would be. But to, you know what? Yesterday, possibly it didn't work. But it's such a wonderful and exciting thing to do. And the client gets sort of drawn along with your belief in it. That's my experience of it. So don't be nervous. Don't be afraid of it. It takes a little bit of practice to do. It takes a lot of conviction, a lot of confidence to do it. I know that, but you can do that. It's all an act at the end of the day. Being a photographer is an act. All you're doing is drawing a client into your confidence so that when you're photographing, they look at you and they believe in you. Because if they believe that you're up to, if they believe you're going to create great images, the way they look at the camera is fundamentally different. It's so exciting to see it happen. And then, of course, their eye contact with the camera improves. Their shoulders drop. Their eye gaze is beautiful. The expressions are no longer tense. They're relaxed. And, of course, that in itself creates better portraits. And I know it can be daunting, but trust me, the clients love knowing you're pushing the boundaries on their behalf. Really, seriously, do it. Try it. Find a client that you're friendly with. Find a client that you're enjoying working with and push the bounds. At the beginning of every shoot, I ask my client, how long have you got? One of the reasons we don't run 1 hour sessions here is because if I'm having an absolute ball and I'm creating these images, I want the time to be able to do it. So I always ask my client, how long have you got? And they always laugh and say, well, you know, before dark or something like that, which is what they said yesterday. Then it gives you a chance to really try things out and take your time over it. And it was just a wonderful thing to do. And I've had a whole weekend of shoots like that. And if the images don't work, don't worry. Do not be fazed by the failure. You have to fail. If you're actually being creative, you have to fail, or you're not being creative. You're just doing stuff you know works. If you know it works, then it's always going to work. And that's not really the idea of being creative. Try stuff, push stuff, do things that the rule book says you can't do. Light people broad and it should be narrow. Backlight like crazy. Use really hard lighting. Use dappled lighting. Use almost no lighting and wind the ISOs up on your cameras. You'd be amazed what you can get just by experimenting. And it's just a fantastic thing to do. And of course, it's good business. Because if you have got a wide variety of images, you've got two things could happen. One is they love the way you've been creative. They love what you've done that's different and they're going to buy it. The other is they're not so keen on the creative stuff, fair enough, but all that does is draw their eye towards the more classical stuff, the more conservative stuff that you've done. And that equally works in the sales room, because if you have got a nice variety of images, trust me, you're going to sell albums, you're going to sell image, multi-image frames, frames with multiple images in them, and life as a professional photographer is firstly and foremost, a whole lot more fun. It's exciting and it's exhilarating. And that excitement you're feeling, it sort of flows to the client. And then when they come back to the reveal, they remember that excitement. They remember how it felt. And they bring that excitement and that adrenaline into the sales room. And it makes the whole sales process so much more effective. And that's my view on creativity. I'm so sorry to anyone who's out there who's a psychologist and has studied this for real. I am not a researcher. I have not done tons of research on it. My PhD is in artificial intelligence, something far, far more dull than creativity. Far less interesting. So I do apologise if there are people out there going, oh, he's talking rubbish. It's just my experience. It's just what I do. And it seems to work for me. So my advice to you all is go ahead, go and try it. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed what you can create. And on that happy note, if you've enjoyed this podcast, then why not head over to masteringportraitphotography.com, which is the home of so much content, all dedicated to the fine art of portrait photography. It's full of videos, articles, Q&As, forums, critiques, and this podcast. Our latest video on that note, our latest video sees me trying to get my head around female fashion clothing. You have to laugh. Honestly, there's a bit in this video where Sophie, bless her, who's the lovely model who came in for this particular session, very calmly, very quietly explained to me that what I was holding up wasn't that complicated. It was simply called a t-shirt. You couldn't make this up. Honestly, I didn't figure out that just because it was a girl's, it was just a t-shirt. Anyway, it's worth a watch. And of course, what we're trying to do with the outfits is for each outfit, create something that feels suitable, feels right for that particular outfit. And did it all while under the time pressure of a shoot as per normal. Look out for more videos in the future. Whichever podcast platform is your favourite, then please do subscribe to this podcast. It's great for us to know there are people out there listening. If you have ideas, please send them in. You can send them in to paul@paulwilkinsonphotography.co.uk. That's paul@paulwilkinsonphotography.co.uk. If it's ideas for the podcast, if it's questions, Q&As, or ideas for the videos. At the moment, we're having quite a ball because each week, one of the members of the Mastering Portrait Photography team sets me a task. Sometimes they're achievable, sometimes a little bit more tricky, but I am having an absolute ball taking on each challenge and seeing what we can create while at the same time trying to explain why it is I'm doing what I'm doing and what it is that I'm thinking. So if you have ideas, please do send them in. So until next time, remember one and all, be kind to yourself. Take care.